Stanbury's girls were in the consolation final, Stanbury tournament. Carla McQueen said, basketball coach of Stanbury. Stanbury had Worth County coming out of the Christmas break and St. Joseph Christian. So a couple league games and, you know, in the league that they're very much a part of right now and needed those two certainly to keep things going. Beat Worth County 160-24. Actually, Coach New thought, you know, his team played okay, probably better than what getting beat 60-24 would suggest. But, you know, he just said that you were just flat out better that night.
Yeah, they played well. They're a young group, and you can tell that he has them working hard. Our two post girls just was a little bit too much for them to handle in that game. And we just got into the post, and our post finished that game.
Right. Now, St. Joseph Christian, awfully young team, too. Now, it's a little different situation than Worth County, although I think there's probably some parallels. From a grade standpoint, I think they're close. But I think St. Joseph Christian is still trying to overcome probably not playing that year of basketball. And I think they're certainly on their way there, and they're feeling their way through this year, but still trying to compete yet.
Oh, and I agree. It's hard to sit out a whole year of basketball and not have a team and then try to come back and find their groove. But, again, our post was a little bit too much for them to handle. We pushed the ball well and ran the floor well in that game and scored a lot of points in the first half on them.
All right, Stanbury tournament first round at King City in the first round. Dangerous team and a team that, you know, it was pretty hot coming in too. They win 54-44, got a lead early against you and forced you to come back. You know, in relation to some of the other years at Stanbury, you're just a much better offensive team from the standpoint that you're giving yourself more margin, 10, 12 points on average more. Well, this reverted back a little bit because points were tough to come by, and you said if you were going to win the game, you're going to have to really grind it out.
Yeah, they King City played hard, and they work hard, and they'll give it everything they have, and they outplayed us. We didn't shoot the ball well, and that dictated how we played defensively and how we rebounded. We have to realize that our offense is going to come and go, and we can still win on the nights that we don't have great offense. But that means we have to do the little things right. We have to continue to box out. We have to continue to rebound. We have to keep the opponents off the free throw line, and those are the two big factors in the game. You know, we stopped doing the little things right, and that allowed us to have to play from behind the entire game.
Okay, beat Worth County a second time the other night, won 44-25. In what I would imagine was a little different game than the first one that you played, considerably closer, and even 44-25 would suggest that, you know, this game was a little bit more widespread than what the game was. It was more like an 8 or 10 point game, but it was one that, you know, you got control of. Frankly, in the first half, Worth County, who has struggled a little bit with their half court offense, they actually played pretty well with their half court offense against your defense.
And you know, we were always had the lead throughout the whole game, but it was, you know, they pulled within 4 and 6. Two or three times in the first half, and even throughout the second quarter, they didn't have the Ollie girl, and she hurt us the first time we played her. She had 20 some points the first time we played her, and so they didn't have her, and that was a big loss to them for that game. But they had a little trouble getting their offense going. But again, they didn't play bad. They're a young team that. They have a lot of potential.
All right, and North Andrews going to be tonight at the Stanbury tournament, and they're a group that they get a few points off their defense. Really, the thing that they get is probably transition, not only maybe off their defense, but even off rebounds, because they send a flyer and they can really manufacture a fast break, or they at least they've got that speed enough that you got to be conscious about it.
Yeah, they like to push the ball up the floor and to get those transition points, and we just need to be aware of that. We just have to go out and take care of ourselves, and regardless what our offense does, we got to make sure we do those little things right defensively, and sometimes we forget to do that. And you know, yeah, I have a lot of experience out there, but I still have some young girls that are getting a lot of playing time, and they need to really consciously think about that and mature and. And hopefully here we can put it all together.
And you've got league games that will be next week against familiar opponents, King City, well, North Andrew and King City, and then the King City tournament. So the games all mean a different type of thing. A couple of these could be potentially in tournaments, and the other ones will be leagues. But, you know, rematch games are always, you know, a little bit different. The game's going to flow differently. Situations are going to be different. But you are going to be familiar with one another, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, just like that Worth County game, we played them back-to-back in a week's time. And the first time, you know, like I said, our post was just a little bit too much for them. But the second time we played them, they adjusted, and we didn't get the ball inside as well as we did the first time. And that's what the game's all about, is adjusting and taking what you can get.
That's Stanbury head basketball coach, Carla McQueen.